Part 2. Ghosts. Who is this maestro, this puppet master, pulling the strings of so many marionettes, including my own? Jarlaxle's maneuvers reach far into the shadows and involve great powers, and these are merely the plots of which I am aware. No doubt he reaches much farther still, to the darkest shadows of Menzo Berenzon, to the heart of dragonkind, to the hive minds of the Illithids, to places I can only imagine, or dream rather, in my worst nightmares. Who is he to wrangle together my wife, the Harples, 1,000 dwarves, and the Archmage of Menzo Berenzon in an effort to resurrect a structure of such ancient power? Who is he to secretly control the city of Luskan through great deception and great hidden power? Who is he to goad me and Artemis and Treri to Menzo Berenzon, to rescue Dahlia, to assault House Do'Urden, and thus invoke the wrath of the matron mother of the City of Spiders? Who is he to convince matron mother Xerath of House Sor'Lauren to surrender Gontalgrim to Brunner? Who is he to bring dragons onto the field of battle in the Silver Marches? Who is this maestro, turning the wheels of Faerun, playing the music of fate to the ears of all who would listen? I call him a friend, and yet I cannot begin to decipher the truth of this most interesting and dangerous drow. He moves armies with silent commands, coerces alliances with promises of mutual benefit, and engages the most unlikely companions into willing adventures that seem suicidal. He elicits a measure of trust that goes beyond reason, and indeed often runs headlong against reason. And yet here I am, walking the ways of the Underdark beside Jarlaxle and Artemis and Treri, bound for the city of my birth, where I am perhaps the greatest fugitive from Lolth's damning injustice. If I am caught in Menzo Berenzon, I will never see Catti Bree or Brunner or the sunlit world again. If Matron Mother Bayenri finds me, she will turn my 2 legs into 8 and torment me as a drider for the rest of my wretched life. If Tiago and his allies discover me, he will surely deliver my head to the Matron Mother. And here I walk, willingly, to that possible fate. I cannot deny my debt to Jarlaxle. Would we have won in the Silver Marches had he not arrived with Brother Afafrenfir, Ambergris, and the Dragon Sisters? Perhaps, but the cost would have been much greater. Would Brunner have won out in Gontalgrim had Jarlaxle not convinced Matron Mother Xerath to flee? Likely, yes, but again only with horrific cost. Could we build the host tower of the Arcane and thus preserve the magic that fuels Gontalgrim's forges and indeed contain the violence that would blast the complex to rubble without the efforts of Jarlaxle and his band of rogue dark elves? I find that very unlikely. Perhaps Catti Bree, Gromph, and the others will not succeed now in this momentous endeavor, but at least now, because of Jarlaxle, we have a chance. None of us, not even Gromph, can deny our debt to the maestro. I must admit, to myself if no one else, that there is more driving me now than that simple debt I know I owe to Jarlaxle. I feel a responsibility to Dahlia, to at least try to help her in her desperate need. Particularly when Jarlaxle, ever the clever one, assures me that we can somehow manage this rescue. And so too do I feel that responsibility to Artemis and Treri. Perhaps I will never call him friend. But I believe that if the situation was reversed, that if it was Catti Bree trapped down there, he would venture with me to rescue her. Why in the 9 hells would I believe that? I have no answer. But there it remains. Jarlaxle has hinted, too, that all of this is connected to a higher goal, from the defeat of the drow and their orc minions in the Silver Marches, to the taking of Gontalgrim, to the surrender of Matron Mother Xerath, to the rebuilding of the host tower, to the rescue of Dahlia. Brunner's Gontalgrim is Jarlaxle's buffer to Luskan, allowing him a refuge from male drow, and one housing the former archmage of Menzo Berenzon in a tower to rival the power of Sorcerer. Jarlaxle's treachery against Matron Mother Beanri and the Silver Marches facilitated not only a rebuke of the High Priestesses of Menzo Berenzon, but a stinging rebuke of the Spider Queen herself. And so too will the web of Matron Mother Beanri be unwound when Dahlia is taken from her grasp. And Jarlaxle uses me, he has admitted as much, as a beacon to those drow males oppressed by the suffocating discrimination of the female disciples of Lady Lolth. I escaped and thrived. That is my heresy. Matron Mother Beanri proved that point all too well when she reconstituted House Doerden and tried to use that banner to destroy my reputation among the people who had come to accept me in the Silver Marches. I am not arrogant enough to believe that I was the only reason for Menzo Berenzon's assault on the Silver Marches, but in so absurdly trying to stamp my name and my coat of arms upon the invasion, the drow priestess tipped Lolth's hand for all to see. And in that hand is the revelation that Jarlaxle's maneuvers frighten the powers that rule in Menzo Berenzon. And in that fear, I cannot help but see hope. Even aside from all that, from the debt to friends and companions, and the greater aspirations of an optimistic Jarlaxle, if I cannot admit that there is something else, something more, luring me to continue this journey, and I am lying to myself most of all. Yes, I deny Menzo Berenzon as my home, and hold no desire to live there whatsoever. Nor am I returning, as I so foolishly did once before, to surrender to the darkness. Perhaps, though, I will explore that darkness to see if light is to be found, for I cannot so easily eliminate the memories of the decades I spent in the City of Spiders. In Menzo Berenzon, I was trained to fight and was taught the ways of the drow, and it is precisely the rejection of those mores and tenets that have made me who I am today. Menzo Berenzon shaped me, mostly by showing me what I did not want and could not accept. Does that not put upon me a debt to my people, to the Viernas and the Zachnafanes, who might now reside under the suffocating abominations of the Spider Queen? My sister Vierna was not evil, and Zachnafane, my father, was possessed of a heart similar to my own. How many more of similar weal, I wonder, huddle in the shadows because they believe there is no escape? How many conform to the expectations of that cruel society because they believe that there is no other way possible for them? How many feel the bite of the snake whips or look upon the miserable driders and so perform as expected? Is it possible that my very existence, that my unusual journey, can bring even a bit of change to that paradigm? Jarlaxle believes so. He has told me this bluntly, but as I piece together the strands of the web he is building, from Gromph and Luskan to Matron Mother Xerith, whom he assures me is unlike the other matron mothers in this important regard, I can only conclude that this is his play. Given that, given Jarlaxle's machinations, is it possible? I know not. But am I not duty-bound by those same principles and ethics that guide my every step to at least try? And am I not, for the sake of my own reflection, duty-bound to confront these ghosts that so shaped me, and to learn from that honest look in the mirror of my earliest days? How might I truly understand my life's purpose, I wonder, if I cannot honestly confront who and what placed me upon this road I walk? Drizzt Do'Urden.